This is Dr. Chad Edwards, and you are listening to podcast number 36 of Against the Grain. Are you tired and fatigued? Are you frustrated with doctors because they just don't seem to listen? Do you want to fix your pain without surgery? If you answered yes to any of these questions, then we are the clinic for you. We offer prolotherapy, PRP or platelet-rich plasma therapy, and stem cell injections, IV nutritional therapies, bioidentical hormone replacement therapy, and functional medicine to get you back on track to optimal health. Call our clinic at 918-935-3636 or visit our website at www.revolutionhealth.org to schedule your appointment today.
Welcome to Against the Grain Podcast with Dr. Chad Edwards, where he challenges the status quo when it comes to medicine. We get into hot topics in the medical field with real stories from real patients to help you on your way to a healthy lifestyle. Get ready, because we're about to go against the grain.
Hello, hello. This is Marshall Morris, and today I am joined by the one and only Dr. Chad Edwards, who believes that 80% of medical recommendations are crap. Technically speaking there, Dr. Edwards. He is the author of Revolutionize Your Health with Customized Supplements. He served in the U.S. Army for 23 years. He is a board-certified family physician. He's the founder of RevolutionHealth.org and the Against the Grain podcast. Dr. Edwards, how are you doing?
Man, I am fired up. Today.
Okay.
It's just been one of those days. I'm ready to rock and roll and talk about some bull crap.
Okay. So what are we getting into? What is the hot topic for today?
So our hot topic for today is going to be testosterone replacement therapy, which we've discussed before, but specifically as it relates to prostate cancer.
Okay.
So the women don't have to worry about that.
Okay. So this is immediately crushing half of our listeners today, all the women that are listening. Maybe it doesn't apply to them, but they could still be interested.
Well, if you're married, then you're concerned about your husband developing prostate cancer.
Okay. Okay. So
if you might be married, you might be concerned about you might become married if you've ever been married, or if you have a dad or a brother or a son.
So
whether or not they're ever going to be married.
So what you're saying is it really does apply to every single person listening.
Yeah, I think it does. And part of the issue is that, you know, even if there's a couple of points that just kind of resound, you know, if you can get through the specifics of we're talking about prostate cancer, there's a couple of points that resound over and over again. We talk about these all the time. And this is about we base these medical recommendations on a bunch of bull crap, and then we say it applies to all these people, and it's just hogwash. So that's what we're gonna use that theme as we do often on Against the Grain.
So why is this a hot topic?
Because the prevailing thought, what I was taught in medical school, residency, all those kinds of things, whether they told me specifically or whether that was just kind of like the thing, was that, oh, you got to be really careful about that testosterone stuff because it causes prostate cancer. That's what I heard.
They just straight up told you that. That's what they were hailing as fact.
Correct. Okay. Yeah. And so, you know, it's you get these ideas and these notions, and most doctors don't have time to go dig into the research and look at it themselves. And so, well, I heard that it caused prostate cancer. And then you might come across one source somewhere and you say, oh, well, see right there. I read it on the internet that it causes prostate cancer. So we can't do that.
Well, okay. So let's get into it. What is this? You said testosterone replacement therapy, which we've covered before. Give us a brief refresher.
Yeah. So low testosterone, and you know, there's a couple of different definitions. One of them is outside of the quote normal reference range. If you have any questions about what normal is, then reference a second podcast where we discuss how we get those normal ranges for labs. It's important to understand that because it applies to a lot of things. But someone that has, depending on the lab, maybe a testosterone level below 300 would be defined as having low testosterone. And then certainly if we want to optimize testosterone levels, and there's a number of reasons why we would want to do that. I'd reference you back to the previous testosterone replacement therapy podcasts, but you know, as to why we would want to replace testosterone. We are talking about giving exogenous, meaning outside the body, giving testosterone to men whose testosterone levels are not optimal. So that's what we're talking about with testosterone replacement.
Okay. And so why do, I mean, what studies have been done to show that testosterone replacement therapy does or does not cause prostate cancer? Or give me a little bit of the history and the evidence backing this, or let's get into some of the hard facts.
Yeah. So this all started in, and this is just the crap that, okay. that comes up.
All right.
This all started, this idea, this notion that testosterone causes prostate cancer came from a study done by Dr. Huggins, H-U-G-G-I-N-S, Huggins. His paper was published in JAMA, the Journal of the American Medical Association, in 1941. So we're talking about data that's 65 yeah. years old. Okay, so this is old stuff. It's been around for a long time. And one of his statements in this study was all known types of adult prostatic epithelium, that's one of the tissues in the prostate, undergo atrophy when androgenic hormones are greatly reduced in amount or inactivated. So we see prostate cancer get smaller. Atrophy means shrinking or wasting away, kind of. When androgenic hormones, testosterone, are greatly reduced in amount or are inactivated. So if we make testosterone go away, we see prostate cancer shrink. That was his thought. That was a quote from his study. So he did this study. He actually took a patient. Now, I can't make this crap up. This is just what happened. He castrated his patient.
Wow.
He cut him off.
Yeah.
Sure did that. And he observed that prostate cancer decreased.
Okay.
It shriveled up. So that was, you know, further validation of his theory. But he also injected two patients with testosterone replacement therapy, and he saw that their prostate cancer increased. So when you look at this study, again, from 1941, one patient got his nuts cut off. The other two patients had testosterone, and their prostate cancer got a little bit worse. So one, the prostate cancer got better after getting his nuts cut off, and two of them got worse with the administration of testosterone. So that's where this notion came from.
And that was the entire study?
Essentially, yes.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that was basically it. So we're talking a study mm-hmm. where we made testosterone go away, because when you cut off the gonads, yeah. the testes, then you don't make much, if any, testosterone.
Right.
So he induced hypotestosterone, made their testosterone levels go away, and their prostate cancer decreased. So I don't know about you, but I suspect that you're kind of attached to your gonads.
At least physically.
Yes. So I am emotionally and physically.
Okay.
And it's kind of a thing. So I don't want them to go away, nor do I want my testosterone levels to be too low. Okay. And there's lots of reasons, and you can reference the other podcasts in the past about, you know, testosterone replacement, why we want optimal levels. But then trying to balancing it with this prostate cancer thing. So that's the whole notion came from this study in 1941 by Dr. Huggins. And so then they say, well, that's all you need. We saw it one time. And so don't do that.
Well.
And again, that's crap. So there are multiple studies that have been done since then.
Okay.
And we're going to go over those, that would say, yeah, that it doesn't cause prostate cancer. It just simply doesn't. So how do we reconcile, and we'll save the saturation model and how we reconcile this for after the break. So I'll leave that for a minute. So let's talk about a couple of studies that kind of disprove this. So in 2008, there was a study that was published, had 3,886 men with a history of prostate cancer. So all these guys had prostate cancer. And then we had 6,438 men that didn't have prostate cancer. All of these guys, so it's roughly what, 10,000 guys, 10,200, somewhere in there. And they measured their free testosterone, their total testosterone, DHEA, sulfate, androstenedione, androstenediol, and estradiol. It's a bunch of hormones. The estradiol obviously is an estrogen. The rest of those are androgens. They are predominantly male hormones. And what they saw is that there were no correlations between any of these levels and prostate cancer, whether they had prostate cancer or did not.
Of all these things that they tested.
Correct.
Okay.
So the levels were not correlated with the frequency of cancer. You know, it's just an association study, but you know, there was no correlation here. Another study, this was done by a guy named Gould, and it was a review of 16 studies. And they saw no increase in prostate cancer over baseline. And some of these studies went 15 years. And this was in men, I believe that was in men getting prostate cancer. I can't remember if it was just looking at levels and the risk for prostate cancer, but there was no association between the testosterone levels and prostate cancer over baseline. Another study, 1,365 men that were on testosterone replacement therapy, and they did this for over 20 years. They performed a digital rectal exam, and that's what we call the one finger wave.
Okay.
So that's where you you get accosted by your physician.
That's doctor slang right there.
That's right. Exactly. So it's you know, stick a finger up the poop chute and check your prostate. And measuring also what's called a PSA or a prostate specific antigen. And we see some correlations between the level of PSA and prostate cancer. It doesn't always mean that, but we see some correlations there. The rectal exam and the prostate or the PSA was measured every 6 months. And what they found is that there was no difference between the total PSA, the free PSA, and prostate cancer compared to baseline risk. So when you look at men just at their normal natural risk, give them testosterone for replacement therapy for 20 years, and it didn't change their risk of prostate cancer or their PSAs, free or total. And the statement in this study was kind of interesting because it says testosterone treatment is safe for the prostate, and it also improves early detection of prostate cancer. Now, we got to understand that, we're measuring, checking these every 6 months. They went on to say that testosterone treatment with regular monitoring of the prostate may be safer for the individual. So we've got this study from 1941 that says we increase risk of prostate cancer. And then we got this one that says actually getting prostate, I mean, getting testosterone actually is safer, according to this. Another study, 13 men with low testosterone and untreated prostate cancer. So they had, weren't doing anything. They weren't getting chemo. They didn't have their prostate cut out. They didn't do anything like that. Only 13 men, but low testosterone, untreated prostate cancer, received testosterone replacement therapy for 2.5 years. Their testosterone increased, and this is important because they actually measured testosterone levels. Testosterone increased from a baseline of 238. That's low on pretty much every lab that I can think of. And it went up to 664. I would argue that that's a much, much, much better level. And they noticed that there was no increase in their prostate-specific antigen, that PSA, or in prostate volume. And they'll actually, I don't know if they measured that by the digital rectal exam or they actually performed ultrasound looking at the size of their prostate. They probably looked at the ultrasound. But 54% of these patients in the follow-up, in their follow-up biopsies, showed no prostate cancer at all. In fact, their prostate cancer had gone away.
Mm.
So we're giving them testosterone and their prostate cancer went away. Again, the first study that we talked about by Dr. Huggins says that when you get, when you make testosterone go away, it causes your prostate cancer to go away. This one says that when you give testosterone, it makes your prostate cancer go away. Kind of interesting.
Yeah.
So we've got some, we got a paradox here and we got to fix this. So another study, 10 patients with organ-confined prostate cancer, that means it was confined to their prostate, had not spread, underwent radical prostatectomy. That means they go in and cut out, surgically remove their prostate, the entire thing. They were treated with testosterone and their PSAs were followed. 19 months later, there was no increase in their PSA and there was no recurrence of their prostate cancer. So pretty cool. We got several studies here that show that testosterone replacement is safe for the prostate. And we got one study that was based on cutting a dude's nads off and there was a regression in his prostate cancer. So we have a problem because the studies are conflicted insofar as that goes. And I'll tell you a study. I mean, you brought out the point. That was the study. A study with a very small number of patients is not regarded as a baseline, you know, study. It's not a gold standard study, and you really can't put any credence on that. In fact, you know, the scientific evidence will rate or they'll rank level of recommendation. So it'll be like a level 1A, you know, recommendation. I mean, that's equated right up there with crap. So, I mean, it's an observation. It's not really a scientific study. So You know, there's a little bit of merit to it. And after we come back from the break, we'll talk about what that means and how do we resolve that study with the rest of the studies.
Okay, so let's take a quick break.
Vertical Limit Fitness constantly strives for better. Better mind, function, fitness, capacity, and community. They accomplish this through bodyweight boot camp style classes and high intensity functional fitness classes. From group classes to private training, Vertical Limit Fitness elevates your health and wellness while helping you become able to do anything and prepare you for everything that life may bring along. Call 918-409-1633 or visit their website at www.verticallimitfitness.com for more information and to sign up for a week of classes.
Okay, Dr. Edwards, let's get back into this. We're talking about testosterone replacement therapy and the correlation to prostate cancer. And you just gave us a whole list of all these studies that at no point indicate that testosterone replacement therapy actually causes prostate cancer.
That's correct.
And so why don't you summarize all of these and what are all these pointing to?
Yeah, so multiple studies show that there's actually a decrease. Well, I shouldn't say that. There is not an increased risk for prostate cancer when patients are receiving testosterone replacement therapy. Some studies show that there is actually a regression, but then you have this baseline 1941 observation by Dr. Huggins that says when they cut your NADs off that the prostate cancer got better. Again, a single case where they did that, and I don't know anyone that would volunteer to have their testicles removed in hopes that their prostate cancer gets better. That's beyond me. I don't know of anyone that would raise their hand under any circumstances to say, remove my testicles.
That's a different episode.
Maybe Caitlyn Jenner.
Well, that's a different episode.
Yeah, that's a different episode for sure. Although
she
still has those parts, right?
Prostate?
No,
I couldn't confirm or deny that.
Okay. I thought you had lunch with him either.
No.
No? Okay. Sorry. So the way we resolve this is by what's called the saturation model. So we know that when testosterone levels fall below a certain level that, you know, Dr. Huggins was correct in saying that these adult prostatic epithelium undergo atrophy when these androgenic testosterone hormones are either greatly reduced in amount or inactivated. So we know that to be true, but low testosterone confers risk to a number of things. Again, reference previous podcasts. So we want higher levels, but how do you resolve that it doesn't get worse with higher levels? And it's what's called the saturation model.
Okay.
So once we reach a certain level of testosterone, and it's relatively low, different sources state different things. I've seen one source that said when you get above 100 on your testosterone. I've seen one that was in the 200s. Regardless, it was low. Once you get above that level on your testosterone, there is no additional growth of the prostate. There is no additional risk of prostate cancer in the prostate. So once you saturate the prostate with testosterone, it doesn't make any difference. You could have 250 or you could have 1250. It makes no difference. So when you look at the risk to overall health for having low testosterone, I would argue that it is better to have optimal levels of testosterone. And most of these guys are going to have levels above that saturation level anyway. And then do you want to go down to, you know, nothing to see your prostate go away? And then the number of guys that come into my clinic complaining of extreme fatigue and all kinds of problems and how bad they feel and all those. And I'm talking some guys like barely able to get out of bed. It's not like I want to jump over a tall building or, you know, in a single bound. It's like I can't function. That level of stuff. So there's a big contrast there. So I would argue that get your testosterone replacement therapy. The studies, you know, are done. And so, you know, to kind of summarize this whole thing, there was Dr. Morgan Taylor is one of the leading experts in testosterone. He's done a lot of studies on testosterone, done a lot of the reviews and things like that. And he published a study in 2006 in the Journal of European Urology. And he said, and he's a urologist, I believe, he said, there is not now, nor has there ever been, a scientific basis for the belief that testosterone causes prostate cancer to grow. So from one of the authorities on testosterone, published in peer-reviewed journals, well-respected in the testosterone community, says there is not now, nor has there ever been, a scientific basis for this thought. So yet another thought process in the medical community that is just pure crap.
So, you know, you have a lot of patients that might have some type of testosterone issue, and they come to you or they go to their doctor and they say, hey, I really feel like this could be a solution to some of the problems. Or maybe they don't know. Maybe it's the doctor saying, I'd love to prescribe testosterone replacement therapy
right.
as a solution, but I'm scared of increasing the risk of prostate cancer.
Right.
And so all these studies are showing that while some of them have shown to actually decrease the risk, they're at least showing there's no increase in risk.
That's correct.
So it is a viable option for those patients that are looking for that type of treatment.
Absolutely. I believe the scientific evidence is clear and consistent that there is not an increased risk of prostate cancer associated with the use of testosterone replacement.
What would you say to any of the listeners out there that are wanting to have this type of conversation with their doctor or somebody that's knowledgeable on this subject?
Well, I go back to the foundation of what I often talk about. Make sure you have a relationship with your doctor and your doctor is willing to listen to what you have to say. You know, if you go into your doctor and say, well, I was listening to a podcast the other day and this doctor said blah, 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 he's going to say, your doctor is an idiot. Yeah. Well, I would say then at that point, I mean, not that you want to get into an argument with your doctor, but what's your basis? Because most of the time there isn't a basis. It's just, you know, it's kind of like, you know, what I call the Baptist dilemma. You know, I've sat in the same pew every Sunday for 50 years. So that's what I do. There's not a basis for that. It's just everybody around you knows that's your pew. Mm-hmm. So, you know, what do you do when someone else is sitting in your seat? I mean, is there gonna sure. be a fight? But I mean, many of these doctors don't know where did this come from? Where did that thought process come from? And what are the studies that show that it's safe? And it, you know, is there any other study? And if anyone is listening and you have a study that shows that testosterone increases risk of prostate cancer, I will be happy to read through that study and see if there's any validity, but I've got several that show that there's not.
Okay, so what can listeners do if they want to read more about this or connect with the team at Revolution Health?
Yeah, go to revolutionhealth.org. If you're in the area, certainly give us a call, 918-935-3636. Talk to Jenna and she'll get you scheduled. Come in and see us. We'll talk about testosterone replacement therapy. We'll measure your levels, see if you're a good candidate, and then we'll discuss the different forms of testosterone replacement. We got one of the next podcasts. In fact, I think it's the next podcast on one of the options for testosterone replacement.
Cool. Dr. Edwards, thank you so much.
Thanks, Marshall.
Thanks for listening to this week's podcast with Dr. Chad Edwards. Tune in next week where we'll be going against the grain.